Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Leo Varadkar has an autobiography out, and they're doing the audio version of it in Giffgrub this morning. I'm looking at there's a kind of a video here. Enda Kenny. Enda Kenny. Well, he'd have to be in it, wouldn't he? And I think Joan Burton is there in the background somewhere as well. Let's go over and see what's going on. They're going to record it right now.
You look at Muhammad Ali, right? Yeah. Boom, boom. Yes.
Okay, everybody, thank you for coming in to read for Leo's autobiography, the audio version, Speaking My Mind. Yes, Simon?
I just want to be very clear about this and get a group selfie here.
Okay, chapter 7. Yes, Minister. Leo.
At only 34 years of age, I become one of the youngest ministers for health in history. I'm an immediate success, universally popular in cabinet. I suggest revolutionary changes, but Enda hummed and hawed.
Enda.
All right. Enda was a somewhat comical figure, a kind of a cross between Frank Spencer and Chauncey Gardner. He would go on these long-winded stories, often leading to nowhere, boxing analogies that sent everyone into a coma. Boom, boom, he'd shout as we passed out with boredom. Hang on, Leo.
Continue, and...
He did promote me, though, to Minister for Social Protection by shafting Joan Burton.
Joan Burton?
Enda, did you shaft me?
I did nothing of the sort,
Enda. Joan?
Joan had made a complete balls of social protection by single-handedly destroying the Labour Party and imposing swingeing cuts on the poverty-stricken punters.
Yeah.
Thereby paving the way for the psychopath, okay? Alan Kelly to take a... Hang on, Leo!
I'm just speaking my mind.
Okay, guys, take a break.
Shh.
Chapter 9, I'm coming out.
It was time for me to come out as a gay man. I knew this would be one of the most important moments in Irish political history. The person I chose to come out to publicly was Miriam O'Callaghan.
Miriam?
Thanks. Miriam hadn't been my first choice. The truth was, Pat Kenny was on holidays. Again, lol. It was a Friday and Vincent Brown wasn't available either. And Dermot and Dave on Today FM wouldn't do it as I'd done Ask Me Anything the week before. Leo, what the...
Please go ahead, Miriam, please.
But I knew Miriam would give it the old crocodile tears, the genuine treatment. And it worked to treat Leo, you bollocks.
Okay, chapter 11, running as Taoiseach.
I enjoyed meeting Kylie Minogue. She used to tell me before meeting me her heart would go padum. I told her that might make a good idea for a song. Things were going great. I loved running. And as Taoiseach, I was looking slim and, to be honest, quite ridey. I was hitting it off with other world leaders like Justin Trudeau.
Okay, come in, Canada. Justin?
Hi, Leo.
Ah, J-Dog.
Go ahead, Justin.
Myself and Justin ran together in Phoenix Park. The Canadian leader wasn't as quick as me, and I had to slow down so that Justin could keep up with my blistering pace. Then I had another gem of a genius idea. I suggested we wear matching socks. Justin thought it was a silly idea, but it's since been regarded as one of the most brilliant PR coups by a world leader in the 21st century? What?
Take a break, guys. Chapter 16, COVID.
My speech from Washington, D.C. has been compared to JFK's inauguration speech. Pascal Donohue, one of my minions in cabinet at the time, once reflected...
Minions?
Pascal.
Mahatma Gandhi... Martin Luther King, Winston Churchill, Leo Varadkar, if there was a Mount Rushmore, I thought that... I never said that.
Okay, Leo.
I allowed Pascal to think he was the power behind the throne. But the truth was, I was pulling all the strings like a master puppeteer.
Sorry, is this in the fiction section in Ethan?
Mary Lou MacDonald, on the other hand, was a constant thorn in my side.
Mary Lou.
I know it sounds weird, but I think Mary Lou fancied me. What?
Ah, here, Leo.
She used to look at me, finding me unattainable, her posh schoolgirl eyes boring into mine, raging with desire. Excuse me.
Leo.
We would ritually trade insults across the floor. You stupid slag, I would roar.
Where's that, Leo? I can't see that one.
Oh,
Leo's mind was so quick, my responses were slow and tepid, and the Cian Corla would often yell,
Deputies, deputies.
Thanks, Cian Corla.
Is that my only line, yeah?
Yep.
But it was clear, I was the man, the boss. King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Hey, Leo, I'm having nothing right more to do.
Not just anyone, Leo. Get off
my mind.
Nasty.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.